First person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Lucia Mesa experiences the side effects of distance learning.
Isolation, loss of motivation, loss of mental health support, daytime sleeping. What do all of these have in common? They are the side effects from distance learning. As a college student coming from a low-income household and a minority, I struggled with these issues. After months of distance classes, my grades began to suffer, as well as my overall health. What I really needed was more support. The American Psychological Association reports that 56 million K-12 students went through the switch to distance learning. Within those 56 million are students with learning disorders, already disadvantaged. Distance learning poses more challenges to those students, resulting in their mental health and their grades deteriorating. The study also reports that adolescents from low-income households and who are from racial and ethnic minority groups are also more likely than others to depend on schools to access mental health services. These times of uncertainty are where support is crucial for every single student. At Cabrillo College, I was fortunate that I finally found where to reach out and talk about how I'm feeling. It really helped me feel like I was being supported even from home. School districts need to begin offering more forms of support during distance learning. This could be hiring more counselors or having in-person meetings outdoors on campus. Distance learning is holding students back from support. Help them feel heard. Please advocate for more support for all students.
Lucia Mesa is a freshman at Cabrillo College studying journalism. If you would like to share your opinion, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.